Blog Talk Radio.
The number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We will be speaking and taking questions on pressure and society standards on teens. Don't worry, this will not be your average sophomore boring conversation that your parents set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens. So speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others. Enjoy! So everybody who's calling in, if you have anything to say, or when we open up the floor for questions, just make sure you press 1 so that I can see and take your calls. So, today is the birthday of the Adam Jersey. And today we're going to be talking about something that everybody has been wanting to talk about, like a main subject in all songs, movies, like just the whole world almost around itself with it besides money. So what else is more popular than money? Relationships! Yay! So yes, relationships. So yes, we are teenagers. And we are teenagers and preteens or wherever you are. But relationships are something that are inevitable. It's something that's inevitable. And everybody says, you know, everybody should wait until you're younger, so in order to, you know, date and stuff like that, which is true. But sometimes, you know, things just happen. I only had one serious relationship, you know, something that was, like, seriously, like, my boyfriend, besides, you know, being in middle school, like, oh, you want to go out with me, send a note, circle yes or no. And it had a tragic end, you know. My parents broke us up. But he and I are still very cool to this day, even though he just dates whoever, whenever, or whatever the case may be. And, like, especially now, being a teenager in high school, like, it's like, whenever people rant about something, what are they ranting about? What are they always talking about? Relationships. Oh, my boyfriend did this. Oh, my girlfriend did that. Such and such and such. And it's kind of like this generation has changed, and they say that we don't have the love that, you know, past generations have had. And I think it's because we are very much so, like, on, a different vibe, like a different level. We have more that technology, like, you know, guys, they don't really have, like, the chivalry, the, you know, come pick up a girl on a date, bring her flowers, bring her parents flowers, you know, hold open the doors for her and stuff like that. You know, guys are not like that now, nowadays. It's sort of like it's almost sort of like a played or get played generation. That's That's what I said. That's what I told my friends. It's like a played or get played situation. It's like, oh, who's gonna break whose heart first? Or I'll break up with you before you break up with me. You know, very childish mindset to people. That's why I just don't do the relationship thing, because it's too much stress. It's too much stress. Like, you just so worked up over tiny stuff. Somebody like you breaking up with you, like, oh, my gosh, you know. Such and such and such. And I mean, you know, everybody tries to claim that they're so stoic and unemotional and, you know, nobody can get under their skin and they're heartless and whatnot. But really, everybody has a soft spot. It's like, you know, it's like only certain people can push your buttons. And everybody says it's like your family and whoever your significant other. They just push a whole different type of button, no matter how calm you are, no matter how sweet you are. And, I mean, I think that we all get our relationships or, you know, some idea of relationships from what we see with our parents. And so my dad is the sweetest, nicest, most generous man you will ever meet. So sweet, so nice. Buy you anything, take you anywhere, but he is a womanizer. He is a womanizer, 100% across the board. And so definitely, like, from seeing my dad being as nice as he is, not even like an angry person or nothing, but to see him like be all cheating the giddy, is like I've just always just been like, oh, I'll wait a while, until I meet somebody that I really like and things like that, you know, because my mom was not tolerating the womanizer, so she kicked him out, because don't nobody have time for that. And then then it's like that, and you know, that's what they call it now. Now it's popular, like, oh, drunk texting, or whatever the case, you need someone to get drunk, and they text their ex, or, you know, something like that. You know, Chris Brown and Jhené Aiko made a song about it. But it's like now, you know, back in the day, he called my mom and texted her. No, he left her a voicemail, actually. He didn't even just text her. It's like, you know, this is the man that you left a long time ago, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, get yourself out of here. Why would exes always do that? It's like what Drake said. Like, I know your ex is mad at running back, but that nigga can't come back. It's like they did. It's like they be messing up. Then they want to come running back. And, oh, this is that. And I will always love you. Get on my face with that. Like, and it's like, I just pass down. People say, like, oh, you know, certain people are too young to date. People date whoever, whenever. Like, especially nowadays. Like, you know, people are just, oh, and it's even younger now, like, because these kids have phones. I went to Maryland. I was with my cousins, and I have a little cousin who's the same age as my brother, but she's just like, it's kind of like, she's kind of like my sister. So I only have one brother, and I only have one sibling, just my brother and Adrian, and he's 11. He's going to be 12 in June, and she's 11, but she's going to be 12 in July, in July she'll be 12. Either way, so she has, like, these bunch of grown friends who, mind you, are all under the age of 13, who have iPhones. Their parents bought them iPhones and stuff like that. And so I just went to go say hi to these little girls. I'm thinking they want to do, like, little girl stuff. Like, you know how when I was little, I just wanted to dance around or play a hula hoop or read Julie B. Jones books. But no, these girls are talking about some, oh, they FaceTiming their boyfriends and all this other stuff. I'm like, FaceTiming your boyfriend? Like, I don't even have a boyfriend. Like, what are you doing? Like, why did you grown? Then I went with my aunt to go talk to one of their parents, and she was talking about how in the school with some kids, mind you, all of these kids are in middle school, got in trouble on, like, Kick, you know, everybody, yeah, Kick, who were in a group chat together, send the news, like, what? Are you serious? Are you freaking serious? Like, seriously? That is crazy. It's like, they don't know what they're doing. It's like they don't have any guidance. And even if you are in a home where your parents aren't married or you don't see, you know, this is where I go back to saying that it all depends on what you see with your parents. Because your parents, if you see your mom or your dad with a whole bunch of people, most likely that's what you're going to do because you think that it's okay because that's what you saw. But thank God for the parents that I had. I was with my mom, and I never see her running in and out with no different man or going here or going there or leaving, coming over today.
Miss Bakia?
Never. Yes.
Now, sorry to interrupt you, but you have a call on area code 732. You're on the air with Miss Bakia.
Hey, Bettina.
732.
Hey, hi, Rafe.
Hi.
So, Rafe is a very good male friend of mine. So what do you think about relationships, like, from a guy's point of view? Because, you know, us girls, we think about it differently, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, today's relationships are, like, totally messed up. Because guys are, going for the girls and, like, have, like, a nice butt or whatever. They're not even paying attention to their smarts.
Yeah.
They're just going by how they look. And,
so what
girls,
do you think?
Girls sometimes is the same thing. Sometimes.
Girls do the same thing sometimes. So what do you think, like, what do you think make, like, good personality traits for, like, a good girlfriend?
I say probably, like, she has a nice family. Like, she has a good relationship with her parents. Like, she, like she have good talents. Like, she's, like.
So, Rave, are you, like, are you a player, Rave, or are you just, you know, waiting for the right one?
Yeah.
You waiting for the right one?
Yeah.
See, Rave is so nice. He's one of the good ones that are left. Thank you, Rave, for your insight. Do we have any
You're
other
welcome.
Callers?
Yes, we do. We have area code 910. You're on the air with Ms. Kia.
Hey.
Hey, Danny. What do you think about relationships?
I don't personally think that a lot of people get in relationships for all the wrong reasons.
Right. Like, what wrong reasons? You mean, like, sex, right?
Yes. Or, like, to have a baby or to say that, oh, that was my boyfriend or blah, blah, blah.
Right. I think that, like, the biggest thing nowadays is sex is just, like, everybody is looking for sex or some type of, like, they need to be verified, like, with sexual encounters. And if you're not sexually active, it's like, oh, you're just not a part of it. I know that's more so of a boy thing, but that's what, like, when you said that, like, getting into a relationship for all the wrong reasons, I think that's what people do. It's just kind of like, it's like a contest, like, oh, who's going to get who first, or who gets the most girls, you know, stuff like that.
And I feel like sometimes, like, the parents push their children really, really, really hard not to have, you know, like, a boyfriend.
Right.
But really, they're just pushing them to do more of what they want because at the end of the day, they're just going to be like, oh, well, you told me not to, so I'm going to do it anyway. Like, they're going to have that attitude and mentality, and they're just going to go get a boyfriend, and then they're going to get pushed not to have sex, and then they're going to have sex and get pregnant.
Oh, so you think that some people get into, like, relationships just to rebel against their parents?
Mm-hmm. I know
that's
a few people
like
that.
Yeah, I know a few people like that, too. But usually it's not, like, for relationships or either it's with somebody, like, that their parents don't like or something like that. Like, oh, I still am going to talk to them anyway, even though you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. So what do you think, like, do you think that there are, like, any guys left nowadays, like, you know, with our teenage generation who are just focused on one person?
To be honest, sometimes I think that there is that one guy that will be focused on you, and then sometimes I think that there's those guys that just want sex, and that really... Marquise, be quiet. But anyway, sometimes I feel like there are, but then at times I feel like they're not.
Right. Yeah. I mean, do you think that we're just, like, too young to be even be in relationships or considering relationships?
I mean, at times I feel like we should all just focus on our schoolwork, because being athletes, focus on our athletic part. But then at times I feel like you could always have that one person that you could go and talk to about anything. Not a best friend, but, you know, someone a little bit more. That's what I feel like.
You're right. I think, like, because, I mean, you know, people just say, like, automatically off the bat, you know, it's bad to be in a relationship when you're young, whatever the case.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's, I think it's like, it's only bad when you don't have your stuff together, like, because
exactly.
Most people our age, they just focus simply on the relationship and they're not focusing on anything else. But I feel like if your grades are good, if you have permission from your parents, if you, or at least if, even if you don't have permission from your parents, if you at least, like, just calm, you know, if
yeah.
you're calm, you're not broadcasting it everywhere, and you don't have a thousand people
exactly.
in your business, and
that's
they don't
another
have nobody
thing.
Fighting for you and everything else like that, then you'll, I think that, you know, you can manage, but people are just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, never get in a relationship, never do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I mean, I think they just feel like, you know, relationships are distractions, and they can be distractions.
Yeah. They can be at times, but at times it's really helpful, like, to have that one person that you can talk to. And that is another thing that a lot of people do. They post so many pictures of, oh, this is my boyfriend, blase, and they really don't be knowing, but they really just be having them other girls out there be like, oh, he's cute, let me try to hook up with him. Like, and that's why girls get cheated on, and they get upset about it, but they're the ones that's really, or vice versa, guys and girls. But
right.
you just shouldn't post about your relationship. That's what I feel. I feel like that, too.
Like, yeah, I feel like you shouldn't be, I don't feel like you need to automatically post somebody in your relationship either, because when I was with the one guy or whatever the case may be, and then once we broke
mm-hmm.
up, because I wasn't going to post any pictures of anything, but he was the one
yeah.
like, oh, you know, we should post pictures together, such and such and such, so I did. And then once we broke
yeah.
up and I had to take all that stuff down, it was just, like, so embarrassing, and everybody's like, oh,
yes.
yeah, what happened to you and such and such and such, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yes, that happens
See?
A lot.
Do you remember?
Like,
ass?
I would.
Did you guys, like, she lives in North Carolina. Do you guys, like, did you guys ever use, like, ask.fm, you know, that website? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, a big thing. Like, everybody was going to
oh.
ask, like.
Yeah, like, they'd go and you ask and be like, oh, why'd you break up with him or why'd y'all break up? Like, it's none of your business.
Right, just. Everybody's just like, they just want to be petty. They even did a segment one time on Instagram. Do you guys ever remember? And it was like Post Your Ex, like Throwback Thursday. And, like, you would
yes.
post a picture, like, of you and your ex-boyfriend or whatever, because
mm-hmm.
you're doing back. Like, that is so disrespectful to me. That is so disrespectful. Everybody's on there like, oh, my ex better not post me. First off, if you still have those pictures in your phone, like, you still care.
That's
the
problem.
If you still have the pictures, exactly. Like, soon as it happened, I delete. The first time, like, I didn't delete everything because I wanted to save it because I still liked him so much and my parents had broke up. But then
yeah.
once, like, I really figured out, like, how he was and everything, I deleted every single thing. So I'm like, how do people even still have all of these pictures and everything else like that? Like, if you still have those pictures, you still care about this person. And if you're posting this person, that means you still care so much about them. But it's like,
yep.
it's like this generation is like, nobody wants to care anymore. It's like, caring is considered weakness. It's not cool to care. It's not cool to it's just ridiculous, and that is even why I didn't I used to go to a different high school, and I transitioned to a new high school last year, as I explained to you guys before, and I was like, recently my friends were asking me, like, oh, you know, are you gonna come back, or, you know, whatever case may be, and my mom felt like
yeah.
I didn't have as many friends in my new school as I had in my old school, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should go back there next year, or maybe I should ask my mom if I could transfer back there. But then I had to really sit and think. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't want to be back in that environment, because in that environment, it's not cool to care. Like, you cannot be yourself. I have friends who lie about their virginity status, you know, just to be cool, just to be accepted. And because if they're not a virgin, it's like, oh, everybody's on you, everybody's hiking on you, oh, you ain't getting no booty, da, da, da. You know, it's like, it's just terrible. And it's like, I don't want to be back in that situation. I love my friends,
yeah.
but I don't want to be back in that situation to where I feel so pressured all the time. And I feel like relationships are pressuring people. It's like people just have to be in a relationship nowadays, and especially
exactly.
being a young
and if you're not, it's like a problem.
Right. Like, if you wanna be with somebody because they make you happy and everything else like that. Don't be with them because
exactly.
you feel like, oh, I need to be in a relationship or I need to come
exactly.
with this person. It's just like, it's ridiculous, and that's something that always, you know, really makes me upset when it comes to relationships and everybody talking about, you know, teenagers shouldn't be in relationships. No, teenagers can balance relationships. We can have healthy relationships, but it's the point of we're still finding ourselves, so how are we supposed to be dealing with somebody else's feelings while we're still dealing with our feelings? That's like a
weird exactly.
thing. Because I cannot be
how am I
going
to know how to do exactly
I cannot be doing with
Sakia,
somebody
you have
thing.
Another call area code 973 you're on the air with Miss Bakia 973
wait is it
hey,
hello
one more
oh peace I was just listening in
okay hey, thank you 908, you're on the air with Ms. Bakia. 908.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Guys, this is my brother. This is my brother Najim. He's supposed to, you know, co-host this show with me, but he does whatever he wants to do. He's 11. So Najim, in your classroom, do you guys have issues with relationships? I mean, I know you're still in middle school, and but do people have, like, boyfriends and girlfriends and everything else like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you put your phone to the, your face to the phone and stop playing basketball, please? I hear the basketball bouncing.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
You think, you know what, okay, you think so. We don't have time for him. He don't know. He's 11. He's 11. He doesn't know anything else about relationships. Do we have any other callers?
No, ma'am. Everybody's still on the line with you. That's it.
Okay. Did we get to the 220 number?
No, they dropped.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's okay. You got 10 callers on the air. so go ahead. I'll back up. Producer's back in the booth.
Oh, wait. The 220 number is that?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Oh, Nicole.
Hello, hi. The 973-220?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Tati. Hi, Tati. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like my bestest friend ever. We became friends in seventh grade. We were both accepted to the Gifted and Talented program, and I was going in the auditorium, and I saw her, and I'm like, excuse me, you're in seventh grade, and, you know, you're going to the, you know, the press, or whatever it was. And she's like, yeah, and I just grabbed her, and I'm like, you know, we're going to be best friends. And then we was just like, we were just best friends after that. And Tatiana, she calls herself DJ Papa Dot. So we need to know, DJ Papa Thought, what do you think makes a healthy relationship? And I'm only asking her because she is in a relationship, actually. So what do you think, like, makes a good relationship?
I think what makes a good relationship would have to be communication, trust, and privacy. So nowadays, I feel like a lot of people just get into relationships just to post it on social media.
Right.
Like, they want something to brag about.
Right.
Like, I know people who make, like, relationship pages and stuff and want Instagram likes just off of that, and they're not really happy in their relationship. They just in a relationship to be in a relationship.
They're just doing it for the gram.
Yeah.
Just doing it for the gram. I just like, hey, do you think that we're too young to be in relationships?
I don't think we're too young to be in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
but I think, like, we're too young. Not some of us, because some of us are, like, some teenagers can be in a healthy relationship. Like, I've seen, like, you remember the girl and the boy that went to our school, even though they got into a lot of arguments, they still, like, we're happy with each other, even though they were, like, the weirdest couple in our school before. But,
right.
but, like, I think that we misinterpret what a relationship is rather than trying to, like, be in an actual, like, real relationship.
Right.
So
because they say, like,
actually,
yeah, like, they say you're supposed to be friends with whoever you're dating first, and I feel like people just skip the friend stage and go straight to the dating.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you, Tucky.
You're welcome.
So, you know, we have about 4 minutes left, and the show has turned out to be, like, really, really awesome. I mean, you know, people love to talk about relationships. I feel like a counselor, like, most of the time, I feel like a counselor, always talking about relationships, always trying to help somebody figure out, you know, what to say, what not to say. And I feel as though, as teenagers, like, we have to make sure we have our stuff together before you start, you know, focusing on somebody else. Because once you get into a relationship, it is seriously about, you know, thinking about the person or how will this make them feel, or what if I say this, what will they say? You know, stuff like that. It's kind of like, it's reciprocity. Every relationship is about reciprocity, whether it be a romantic relationship or just a friendship relationship. Everything is about reciprocity. You have to show that other person attention. So you have to think about, you know, whether or not am I going to be able to do my homework every night and talk to this person every night? Am I going to be able to play my sport and see this person every day? Am I going to be able to go to church? Is this person going to be able to come to church with me? Is this person, is my mom going to like this person? Is my dad going to like this person? Is their mom going to like me? Is their dad going to like me? Are my friends going to like them? Have they talked to any of my friends before? Do I know anybody they used to date? You know, it's just a lot to think about, and I feel like nobody should get into a relationship if you cannot think on your own, because then that's another thing as to where people feel as though, like, they let other people lead them. They get into relationships with these people who are just, like, super bossy and controlling, and that was, like, the I believe that was the reason that my mom had ended the one little thing that I had or whatever, because he was conniving, and she felt as though, like, he was, you know, trying to be manipulative. And I didn't see it then, but now I see it. Like, you know, just things you used to say, like, oh, what would happen if we broke up and blah, 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 you know, stuff like that. So everybody has to think about it. But I was a freshman then. Like, I was young. I was young. I'm not going to, like, I'm just so old talking about something. I was young. I'm sorry. Yeah, because I'm only 17, and I'm a junior in high school, you know. So... And then, like, another big thing is because in the school that I go to, I was telling my dad, like, you don't have to worry about me doing nothing with nobody, because in the school that I go to, all of the boys there are, you know, betting for the other team, okay? So it's like, I don't have nothing to worry about that. And then you know what's even crazier? The people in these kind of, like, LGBT relationships be happier than the straight couples in my school. But that's, like, that's a whole nother topic. That's something else we can talk about. But most of the people in my school, they just be bold with their relationships. But they stay together for a long time. Like, in my old school, people would get together, they break up the next day. You hear them talk junk about each other. But then in this new school that I go to, it's like people get together and they stay together. They take their, you know, significant others with them on vacations with their families and everything else like that. And it's like, oh, you know, this is so nice. This is so cute. This is so sweet. And they do, you know, corny things like promposals and everything else like that. So, you know, it's a good environment to be in. So relationships are something very tricky. You can never put your finger on it, no matter how long you wait or no matter how long you how fast you go, or if you decide to date at this time of year or don't date at this time of year, or date this person or don't date this person, or date this person because they look like that, or don't date this person because they look like that. You can never really put a time frame on it, and I don't think it's really like a box you can put in, because, like, even if you wait until you're 18, 19 to date, who knows if you're going to find the right person then or whatever the case may be. So you just have to take your time, get to know somebody, become friends. I mean, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say, like, it's in order. I mean, you know, society standards is it should be in order. You should be friends, fall in love, and then, you know, everything else from that. But, I mean, sometimes you fall in love with somebody first, then you guys become great friends, and then you guys stay together. So, you know, there's no boundary to it. It's no different. So I think that everybody should just take it as it goes. Just make sure that you have your stuff in order. But, I mean, you know, sometimes
saw Gretchen yesterday. Like, I don't think my brother needs to be dating right now. He didn't even know what was going on just now. I don't think people his age need to be dating. I think it's really good. Like, well, I think, like, once you turn 16, I think it's okay for you to date. Like, I think it's okay. You mostly have a, like, you have a pretty good idea of what you're doing. So I just want to thank everybody once again for tuning in. This was such an awesome show. You guys are so awesome. We'll be here every Thursday with a different topic. Thank you so much. This is High School Agenda. I love you guys.
You can't take my joy, devil. Makes me cut.